This is your Mountain Meisters Recap with Ray Gilmore.
Here we go. Mountain Meisters Recap week number two is in the books.
It is done.
It is done, yes.
Eight more to go for sure.
You must be looking forward to the big snowstorm that's supposed to be hitting us this weekend.
You just said 2 inches. What are you talking about?
2 inches for Friday.
Uh-huh.
And then when we come into Saturday, Sunday, it's starting to get interesting for us.
It's only Thursday.
Yeah. See?
I see how that happens. Okay.
So we can only go so far, Ray. We can only look so far in the future.
Come on, man. You're supposed to be the bright point of my morning. I wake up. I feel like I should be listening to Good Morning Vietnam when you're saying
right.
It's cold out. Like,
fair enough.
-2, it's cold. It's real cold.
Like, it is cold, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's cold. That is cold.
But the snow is on the way, and I'm sure you're happy about that.
I am happy to hear that. The kids are going to love it. My wife's going to love it. Yep. They're enjoying the ski season a ton this year. So
they're
going to get out and actually be able to make some turns.
Good. When it comes to week number two, how did things go down?
Week number two, the big dogs, man, you guys are giving me a hard time because I'm trying to get this article into the newspaper at 6 o'clock.
Right.
And they start circling the shack at like 4:30.
Like
and it's a shark party, man. Like, you got Corey Madden and you got Brian Bailey and you got Richie Scanlon and Hillary McCloy comes up and you know, just all the big dogs are all up there. And they're circling. They're looking at one course, and they're looking at the other course. And which course do we go? Oh, I don't know which one's faster. Everybody's here. And next thing you know, I'm sitting there like, okay, in first place, we have Joey Miller. No. In first place, now we have Richie Scanlon. No. In first place, now we have Tim Simoneaux.
Yeah.
No. In third place, now we have Skip Bartlett. So it's just boom, 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 like just turning over. Like the course, last week it didn't work out so well because the wind blew. It changed direction, so the afternoon was slower.
Mm-hmm.
This week it didn't. There was a golden hour, and like between 5 and 6, if you looked at the weather report the day before, there was supposed to be like zero wind.
So that was go time.
So it was go time, and those guys must have looked at the wind, and so Tim Sim tossed
his
shoe. Oh yeah, he tossed a shoe on his first run. So luckily we have the pay to play, which benefited the Kennett Middle School, and over 2 weeks we raised over $600 for that middle school trip.
Awesome.
So to the Meisters out there, good job. That is awesome. That's supporting the community. That's what we want.
That's the point.
This group of guys and girls coming at the end of the day with, you know, Maggie Flynn got nipped by 0.02 seconds.
Oh, my goodness.
0.02 of a second. Like, I can't even fathom how small of a space that is, but 0.02 of a second. I can't even turn my phone or my stopwatch on and off that quick. I mean, that's insane.
It's pretty fast.
So, I mean, it's good racing this year. It's good, tight stuff. The snow after last week, like, not going to lie, when it came time to get a ride down last week, I got a ride on the sled. They're like, you want to ski? I'm like, no. Like, put me on the machine. Like, it froze up and locked up, and it was, ooh.
Yeah.
But Johnny and the boys, they groomed it into, like, just the most. I'm watching people ski, and I'm just salivating, being like, I want to be up there so bad. So bad. And it's just the snow right now is gorgeous. Rolling into MLK weekend.
Should be wonderful.
You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with weather like that.
And the cold weather's been nice for the mountains.
They have been able to blow snow like it's nobody's business.
Yeah, it's giving these guys something to work with.
It is. And when you get the weather, you've got to get the weather. Like 3 years ago, 4 years ago, we were drinking like martinis on the beach at Christmas.
Exactly.
It was like 76 degrees in Marblehead. It was ridiculous. So I'm not complaining about the -8. We'll take it. We'll take those cold weather.
Yeah.
They can put out some awesome snow with the high-efficiency guns they've got all over the valley and at Cranmore, too. So, I mean, 250 of them, they can pump out some snow. It's awesome.
So the turnout was pretty good then, too?
Turnout was good. Turnout was like right at 305. And it's the first – usually we grow for the first 3 weeks. So the people that are out there, because we dropped two, it's hard to get a gauge on what we're going to have for a total number till about week 4, 5, or 6.
Okay.
And that makes it hard just because we've had people sign up in week 8, 9, and 10. Because you get 2 free clinics even then.
Yeah.
So two lessons and I get to go skiing. Hey, I'm only here for 2 weeks. I'm going to buy that and I'm going to ski there on those days.
Mm-hmm.
It's not how it's supposed to work, but that's what they used
it
for.
So it, right. Sure.
If it is, then go for it. But Toasty Tatas had another drawing last week. We've got one more next week. And Sarah Holpe was the winner for that. And she's been notified by email and it's up on my Facebook.
Excellent.
You know, and we've got to give a huge shout out again to Tuckerman's Ravine. Not right. I'm only about a quarter of the way through the coffee.
Don't worry. It's understandable.
I'm sorry,
there's
Victoria.
A lot going
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Tuckerman Brewing Company. They sponsored our mug hunt yesterday. So we had the bright orange mugs. Brighter than the color of your shirt, man.
Wow, like, okay.
You're a little bit toned today. So, we're talking Hunter Blaze Orange. You can see these things from space. And the Mountain Mamas cleaned house. I got a picture of them with, you know, standing by the ski mobile, big smiles. And
sure.
You go turn that in for a dollar draft. And lots of fun. So This weekend, what we've got going on is, including this giant snowstorm,
right?
NASTAR is going to be running, you know, Friday or Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And as a Meister, your NASTAR pass is good. So if you can bum a pass off a buddy or whatever, you can run NASTAR all you want. We do not have a clinic on Sunday because it is MLK weekend.
Right.
But what we do have, something that's different, is we do have a, I'm getting messages from the mountain right now. Hey, there's no Sunday clinic. And there's a delay, I think.
It's covered.
So, like I said, there's no Sunday clinic, but we are going to be doing a summit series at the top of the mountain where there will be music at the Meister Shack after hours.
Nice.
So you get to go up on top of the mountain and look down on the beautiful snowscape with all the lights of the city and
cool. The
mountains out in the background, and hopefully it's not snowing so you can actually see some of that. But there's a, you know, small band and some light appetizers, cash bar, and
wonderful.
You know, that's one of the big things I have planned for Saturday night.
Excellent.
And then next week we kick off the Gibson Cup. So GS over on the Comp Slope. We didn't get in our two training courses this year because week one we had the slop and just you couldn't get to the top because the quad wasn't running and people weren't going to skate to the triple. So we pulled it down to keep the regular courses safe. Yesterday, because of the cold temperatures, they had to blow snow when they could blow snow. And they finally finished off. They did a great job. They pulled down all the fencing. They finished the Comp Slope. So it's going to have a full week to set up, which will be great. You know, kids are in ESSC all over the valley.
Right on.
Kennett High School team is out there doing what they're supposed to be doing. The Kennett Middle School is racing today. Kennett Junior or High School is racing tomorrow. It is on, man. It's that time of year.
Tis the season for sure.
Tis the season. It's the right season. It's ski season.
For all the details and everything that Ray is talking about, including all the events happening over at Cranmore, you can check out cranmore.com. I do want to mention this is the Mountain Meisters Recap, and it is brought to you by our sponsor, which is White Mountain Community College, and we greatly appreciate them sponsoring this segment for us each and every week. And they have their classes starting on January 22nd, so it's only a few days away, but still plenty of time to sign up. You said you're an alum.
I was. I got my nursing degree there, and you know, my wife knocked out her undergrad stuff for her nursing, and then she finished it off at Plymouth State because why pay? Dude, I went to UVM for my undergrad. I'm still paying for that.
Right. Like, no, I
that was like 20-something years ago.
Loans,
I'm paying
nothing
for
to
one
mess
semester.
With.
Like, oh my goodness. The rest of it was covered by the Army and skiing, so it was taking. But if you got to do the smart, affordable thing. If you're paying out of pocket for those base courses that you can get locally,
Why not?
Yeah,
there's no question not to.
A college course is a college course, and they've got good instructors, and now we've got to talk to Kristen and see if we can find a way to set up a ski instructor program there like they have up at they've got one over at USM, and there's some stuff like that over in Maine where they focus on actually teaching instructors, and they've got a great program up at Sugarloaf.
They're doing some great things in general, WMCC is, so that would be a perfect fit for them as well. You can check out more details, wmcc.edu, of course, and they also have their massage therapy classes that are going to be kicking in.
Yeah, I'm going to sign my wife up for that. She's probably listening right now. So, Cassie, you're going to get in touch. We're going to sign you up. Something to think about. You know, I'm just saying, hint, wink, wink. Can't see it, but yeah, wink.
So make sure you check out WMCC.edu. Again, there's still time to sign up for their spring classes, and that will be for January 22nd. So you still got about 5 days. Check out that website for sure. So it sounds good. Mountain Meisters Recap doing pretty well, and we'll see what happens next week when it comes down to the big show.
Next Tuesday, our next clinic is on Tuesday, and we'll go from there.
All right, sounds good. All right, thanks, Ray. This is the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.